Moonpaw was slain defending the stairwell. The gallant hare placed Pennybright and Lingfur behind her. The two young ones thrust either side of Moonpaw with their lances at the ravening pack of vermin that pressed its way forward up the stairs. Wounded in a dozen places, Moonpaw yelled to the two young ones.
Get back, Dwarkside, quickly. Tell him to send reinforcements.
She gazed for a moment at Pennybright's tear-stained face.
Don't stand there, gawping young Pen. Do as I say. Go on.
Moonpaw had a double-pointed javelin. Wildly, she broke it in half over the head of a ferret. Brandishing both halves, she dived headlong into the press of foe beasts, yelling a last war cry.
Eulalia!
Breathlessly, the two young hares sobbed out their story to Oxeye. He sat them down, keeping his voice calm.
Well, it looks as if we've lost the lower levels. Sorry I haven't any food or drink to offer you two. Sit there and rest a while. I say, Barty, old thing, how are you feeling?
Bart Thistledown flexed his paws. Nodding to two other hares, he picked up his bow and quiver of arrows and limped off.
Oh, I suppose I'm about ready for another scuffle, Big Ox. Come on, you chaps. Duty calls and all that. Oh, if I don't manage to make it back, you'll know it's bye-bye, Barty. Under those circumstances, you'll be best moving his lordship out of here and up to another chamber, what? Toodaloo.
The sound of yelling, chanting, vermin stamping about inside the mountain was growing louder. Big Oxeye threw a paw about Lingfur's trembling shoulders and chuckled.
Noisy old lot, aren't they?
In the full flood of bright morning sunlight, Earthwhite's party neared the top of the crater. Alpha was staring at something up above as he fitted a rock to his sling. Whirling the weapon, he called out to Samkin,
Luke! That's a rat up there. Hey, you!
The rat's head was barely visible, but as Alpha shouted, he turned and showed himself. The slingstone took him under the ear with a distinctive thud. The rat screamed and toppled over the crater top. Instantly, there was a mob of vermin, hurling rocks and firing arrows down on them.
Where did they come from? Who are they?
Farrago could be heard yelling from the top of the mountain. A ruler aimed a rock from her sling in the direction of the voice. She was rewarded with a cry from the assassin.
Oh, my paw! Kill them, whoever they are!
A shrew stood to whirl his sling, but an arrow took him through the eye, and he fell back dead. Earthwhite picked up a sizable boulder and hurled it upward, taking out a rat and injuring a fox.
Charge! Eulalia!
The great white badger went surging forward, regardless of arrows and stones. Samkin and Arula took up the cry. The shrews broke cover and began scrambling up the rocks, slinging as they went. Klitsch led a band of corpse makers along a twisting rock passage toward the stairwell. He trod scornfully on the body of Moonpaw as he mounted the stairs.
Kill! Kill! Kill!
Standing to one side, he let his attack force sweep up the stairs, smiling craftily as he heard the death screams of the front rank, who had walked into the range of Bart Thistledown's bows.
Come on, you lucky rabble! It's only a couple of hares! Rush, then!
Big Oxeye picked up a longbow and arrows. Issuing slings and stone pouches to Pennybright and Lingfur, he nodded toward the clamour of battle echoing up through the passage outside.
Right, hares! Up on your paws! Quick's the word and sharp's the action! We'll have to go and give old Barty a pull-out. His lordship will be safe here until we get back. Young Pen and you, Ling, give me a big smile. Come on now, that's the ticket. Now yell after me as we go. It's the Long Patrol! Eulalia!
Yelling like demons, they sped down the passage to Bart's aid.